The next portion of agriculture type is intensive subsistence agriculture. You know, this type of agriculture is largely found in densely populated regions of monsoon Asia. You know, the basic definitions like farmers use their small landholding to produce enough for their local consumptions, while the remaining produces, that means the remaining product or crops, is used for exchange against good or money. It results in much more food being produced as per acre compared to other subsistence pattern. The feature of intensive subsistence farming are it is practiced in area of high population pressure or land. That means the main feature is high population density or farmer density exist in this agriculture. Secondly, it is rendered landholding size uneconomically. That means land area is very small and that creates less profit and distributed in very small areas. Thirdly, the irrigations are used for obtaining high production. You know, basically this primitive subsistence agriculture is found south and southeastern portion of Asia, basically China, India, part of Indonesia, Malaysia, etc. Intensive subsistence agriculture are two types. First one is intensive subsistence agriculture dominated by wet paddy cultivation, and intensive subsistence agriculture dominated by the crops other than paddy. You know, India, China is one of the most important for paddy cultivation. Next topic I have to discuss about the types of agriculture on ground of intensive or intensity. You know, according to intensity, there is two kinds. First one is intensive subsistence agriculture, which is already discussed. And secondly, it is called extensive commercial farming or agriculture. You know, extensive commercial farming of agriculture, where a crop or livestock system in which land quality or extent is more important than capital or labor input in depending or determining output. That means extensive commercial farming, the main features are high capital investment, high infrastructure, low labor, that means low farmer engagement, single crop and large area is used, and modern tools and techniques are used in this kind of agriculture. That is why the owner gets the maximum profit because of this extensive commercial grain farming. You know, this practiced in the interior area of semi-arid land of mid-latitude countries with a low population and large farms. You know, this is, I already explained, this is highly mechanized and it is totally capital intensive and market oriented. And also I have to say, the yield per person is high, but yield per acre is low. What is that meaning? That means a particular person can hold more than 100 acre of land, whereas the acre area is an individual comply is very low. Whereas in India, the land is divided. That is the basic difference between intensive and extensive. That means in intensive farming, that is totally labor intensive. Commercial farming is capital intensive. Intensive farming, the production is low. Extensive farming, production is high. In intensive farming, traditional tools and techniques are used like bullock carts, arrows, jaws, etc. And extensive farming, modern tools and techniques are used like helicopter planes, or that means small fighter planes, tractor, harvester, drillers, etc. You know, commercial grain farming practiced in steppes region of Eurasia, prairie region of America, Canada, that means North America. In South America, the pampas region, that is Argentina. In South Africa, the veldt region. In Australia, the downs region. And the Canterbury Plains of New Zealand. What is this name of steppes, prairie? You know, these all are called the grasslands. Some of the important grasslands of the world are, you know, in North America, that is steps. Sorry, in North America it is called prairie. In Eurasia it is called steppes. In South America it is called pampas. In South Africa it's called veld. In Australia the grasslands are called downs. The New Zealand it's called Canterbury. For your 1 marks and map pointings, this location you must need to study. The grassland are important for extensive commercial grain farming. Veld, downs, prairie, steppes, these all names you need to know. So this is total about the extensive farming. So in this regard, you also study the difference between intensive subsistence farming and the extensive commercial grain farming as well. Next thing I have to discuss is plantation agriculture. You know, plantation agriculture is a form of commercial farming where crops are grown for profit only. You know, large land area are needed for this type of agriculture. And the countries that have plantation agriculture usually experiences high annual temperature and receives high annual rainfall. You know, plantation agriculture, as mentioned above, which was introduced specifically by European colonies situated in the tropical region. Some of the important plantation crops you already know in the junior classes, like tea, coffee, cocoa, rubber, cotton, palm oil, sugarcane, bananas, pineapple, etc. You know, it is practiced in large estates solely for the market. It requires huge capital investment, managerial and technical support, scientific method of cultivation, cheap labor, and good transport network for easy access to market for export. You know, it is monocropping. That means monoculture. That means one particular crop production. Here some important terms you have to know: monoculture, duoculture, and oligoculture. Monoculture means in particular year, particular land produce one single crop. It's called monocropping or monoculture. Duoculture means in particular land, two type of crops is produced. It's called duoculture or duocropping. And oligoculture means a particular year, that particular land produce more than two or three cultivation. That is called oligoculture. You know, the important places of plantation farming, I have to say, the cocoa and coffee in West Africa by the French, the tea from China, India, Sri Lanka by the British, the rubber in Malaysia by British, sugarcane and banana in West Indies by British, coconut, sugarcane in Philippines by Spanish and Americans, coffee, you know, coffee in Brazil by Europeans specifically. And the coffee gardens in Brazil is called fazenda, F-A-Z-E-N-D-A, fazenda. Sugarcane, Indonesians. You know, these some of the plantation crops which are started in various corners of the world by different countries. For an example, cocoa and coffee by French, tea by British, rubber by British, sugarcane also by British, coconut sugarcane by American and Spanish, cocoa or coffee, for an example, coffee from Brazil by Europeans, and sugarcane, that is Indonesia. So this is totally about the plantation agriculture or farming. Next thing I have to discuss, that is horticulture. You know, horticulture has been defined as the agriculture of plants, mainly for food, material, comfort, and beauty of decorations. You know, according to Indian Council of Agriculture Research, horticulture is the growing of flowers, fruits, and vegetables, and of plants for ornament and fancy in the large field of garden. A more precise definition can be given: the cultivation, processing, and the sale of fruit, nut, vegetables, and ornamental plants, as well as many additional services. That is called horticulture. It is also included plant conservations, landscape restoration, soil management, landscape and garden designing, construction and maintenance, and arboricultures. Arboricultures means basically the productions of plants and vegetables. in the fallowland or wastelands. You know, in contrast to the agriculture, horticulture does not include large scale of crop productions or animal husbandry. There are basically three types of farmings under horticulture. First one is floriculture, that means production of flower. Second one is pomiculture, that is production of fruits. And last one is called olericulture, that is called production of vegetables. So this is totally the horticulture. The next one is important, is called mixed farming. You know, the mixed farming, in this type of agriculture, equal emphasis is given to both crop cultivation and animal husbandry of livestock. That means mixed farming or mixed agriculture, it is a form of agriculture which is found in highly developed region of the world, like northwestern part of Europe, eastern part of North America, part of Eurasia, and the temperate latitude of southern continents. You know, mixed farms are moderate in size, and usually the crops associated with it are wheat, barley, oat, rye, maize, fodder, and root crops. Crop rotation and intercropping play an important role in maintaining soil fertility. You know, crop rotation means to maintain soil fertility, rotation of different kind of cultivations, that is called crop rotations. You know, equal emphasis is laid on crop, cattle, sheep, pigs, poultry provide the main income along the crop. You know, the main important facts regarding mixed farming is, for example, a particular year there is no rainfall. The farmer can utilize a livestock, that means egg, poultry, for the loss or for having the loss. That means if there is no agriculture, the farmer can utilize the livestock for rearing the family and economic benefits. So this is totally mixed farming. So mixed farming means a farming associated with both crop productions, also animal husbandry. Next word is dairy farming. You know, dairy is the most advanced and efficient type of rearing of milch animal. Milch animal means those animals providing milk. It is highly capital intensive or capital based. Animal sheds, storage facilities for fodder, feeding and milching machines add to the cost of dairy farming. That is why dairy farming is most expensive. You know, special emphasis laid on the cattle breeding, healthcare and the veterinary service in this type of farming. It is highly labor intensive as well as capital intensive, and it involves rigorous care in feeding and milching. You know, there is no off-season during the year in this case of crop raising or dairy farming. You know, some of the world where dairy farming is most important in France, Switzerland, India, USA. You know, basically the largest is the northwestern Europe, and the second is the Canada, and the third belt includes the southeastern Australia, New Zealand and Tasmania. These are the locations where most dairy farming is produced. So where the maximum dairy farming, that is northwestern Europe, second is Canada, southeast Australia, and third is New Zealand specifically. So this is totally dairy farming. The next one is very important, that is Mediterranean agriculture. You know, it is mainly practiced in the areas around the Mediterranean Sea with typically the Mediterranean climate. Mediterranean climate means no hot or no cold seasons, hot, dry summer and wet and mild winter. That means during summer it is totally dry, there is no rainfall. But in winter, that is winter rainfall exists. It is highly specialized commercial farming or agriculture. You know, in this regard, a term particularly is important, that is called viticulture. Viticulture means cultivation of grapes. In the high quality of grapes are used for productions of wine, and inferior grapes are utilized as dried foods like raisins and currants. That means kismis. You know, valuable crops such as fruits, vegetables are grown in winter for European and North American market. because of Mediterranean type of climates. In the areas are North Africa from the areas from North America from Tunisia to Atlantic coast, South California, Central Chile, southwest part of South Africa, and southwest part of Australia. So this is total about Mediterranean agriculture. So in Mediterranean agriculture, you have to know the term viticulture. Viticulture means production of grapes.